Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm Zach. I'm here with Laura. We both live in the Pacific Northwest where it is very, very hot. My kids keep telling me, Dad, I'm hot. And I say, are you bragging or complaining? Which is a really, really good joke. It's not quite a dad joke, but the next time your kid tells you you're hot, I recommend it. I wish I could tell you what this episode is about. It's pretty random. We're sort of all over the place. It's one of those very special episodes, I imagine. But I do, before you start listening, want to thank those of you who became friends of ours on Instagram. I started a page and I have not put anything on it, but we already have like 25 followers, including Krista, who I think was first. So shout out to Krista. Thank you for taking the big, bold step of being our first follower on Instagram. And I'm going to ask you again to go ahead and pick up your phone and go over to Instagram, Marriage Therapy Radio, and give us a like. I promise this week I'm going to start adding stuff. In the meantime, we're going to treat you to this very cool conversation. Stick around.
My kid plays on this soccer team, and the club is Irish. So all the coaches are Irish, and they have they're really fun to listen to. And you know, of course, because they
love Irish. The sound of the accent.
But her coach, her new coach, has this thing that he says, which is he says, "Trust the process. Trust the process." And I'm like, "What is the process? Like, I don't understand. Like, do these kids know what the process is? How do they know what to do?" It's like, I found myself telling clients the other day, you got to just trust the process. And immediately I was like, wait, I'm not allowed to say that unless they know what the process is.
Right. Yeah? What is the process? You know, I've actually been doing like a pretty solid job, I think, of kind of explaining to people the process. And I know that you and I kind of operate a little bit differently, but I personally think that I do it better than you. In the sense that,
yeah,
that I give a direction and I tell folks, like, when you come in, I have a game plan. If you want to interrupt it, that's cool because that's present. That's what's going on. But for some couples, I tell them right at the start, I know that conflict is really tough for you right now. And I know that you're getting into it and you just want relief, but I can't even get into dealing with your conflict until you like each other. And so it's like the process of we have to put that on hold for a moment in order to get to you to a place where you can actually, like, you know, want to trust the process. And so I feel like we spend a good amount of time with certain clients delaying the conflict management and really focusing on the friendship. It's worked very well. I got a wonderful email last night. By the way, if you ever want to email your therapist and tell them how amazing they are, do it, because I will tell you it is hard work. And like Zach will tell you, the only reviews you ever get are the negative ones. So those positive reviews are really nice.
I'm in a little bit of a mindset right now where there's a lot of fluctuation in my practice. I think because the sort of culture, things sort of opening up and again is giving people a kind of a place to pivot. There's a lot of people kind of coming in and also a lot of people coming out. And I'm in a little bit of a mindset right now where when people don't come back or they drop out or they cancel, I'm like, oh no, they don't like me.
It's I
got fired. But I've gained some skills. I'm more and more over it, but I'm aware at least that it's happening a lot. I want to trust the process or talk about the process if that's what we're going to do today. But I also want to say this, how cool is Logan Yuri?
She's super cool. Why are you thinking more about her? Like, this was last week's business, but you're still thinking about Logan?
A little bit. And here's why. A, super cool. If you haven't listened to the interview, you ought to. But B, I'm kind of addicted to this whole social media thing. And I've had this thing in my head where I really want to interview a blue check person. You know, those people who are like so famous, they have a blue check next to their social
they're
media.
Verified. They're verified.
Logan is a blue check person. I didn't even know it.
Oh,
that's
you
our
were
first
talking.
Blue check interview. I was like, wait a second. You have a blue check? That's crazy. I want a blue check.
Yeah, she's legit. You know, speaking of that, can I tell everyone? I'm so excited. You guys, I had my new student orientation.
Wait one second. Let me finish my thought.
Oh, I thought you were done.
No, what I was going to say is, first of all, I want to say we still don't have a single thing on our Instagram page, but we already have 13 followers, which I think is amazing. So thank you very much, followers, for following us on Instagram,
right, even though we don't bots. Have anything to those say. Those are yet. Totally bots. Those are
no,
real
they're
humans.
People. They're like real people. I know.
That's what you think.
I believe it. Mm-hmm. And, but I also want to say, if you're like good at social media and you want to help us or help me,
get a blue check.
You should email me. Yes, because I want your help because I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm having fun learning. I just would like a tutor. So if you, dear listener, are good at this thing and you want to help me and Laura get a blue check, then you should reach out and let me know. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep fumbling through it and figuring it out.
I thought you hired your daughter to do this.
I tried, but she's kind of a flake.
Ooh, not a good hire. I'm going to go ahead and pass on that one.
I fired her before.
All right, we'll figure it out.
This whole episode is about people getting fired.
It's a theme. It's a theme that we have, being fired.
Yeah. No, she needs to be a kid and get ready for college. And I realize that that doesn't include also being my intern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next year.
Okay, so you're excited about orientation or something.
Yes, new student orientation. I'm really pumped. This is the reason why I was thinking about the blue check is that as a couples therapist, I want to become now a sex therapist, and that's a whole nother certification. It's a whole nother like body of information I have to take in. So I'm going back to school, and this whole process takes about 2.5 years, and it's 18 months of like supervision consultation. So you have to find somebody that has that status to be able to supervise you. And I reached out to my girl, Kristen Hodson. So if you guys are in Utah and you're looking for a certified sex therapist, she's the go-to person. And as I'm doing that, I Google her, and you know what she has? A Wikipedia page. I want a Wikipedia page.
Do you know I have a Wikipedia page?
Do you? Because you're an author.
No, I'm the mallet finger guy.
Oh, that's... You know how people have like foot fetishes and they like sometimes you'll be typing in like something and then all of a sudden they'll say like Ryan Reynolds foot or feet or something. Sure. You're like, why are people searching Ryan Reynolds feet? Maybe people are like Zach Brittle fingers.
Maybe
up finger.
My 14-year-old asked me in the car yesterday, legit question, like totally legit. She's like, Dad, what's your favorite finger?
Oh.
I was like,
hey guys, that's a really great open-ended question. What an awesome conversation
first date,
in the
actually
car.
First date conversation.
What's your favorite finger? Logan,
mine is definitely
super proud of you.
Middle finger on my right hand. It's my famous finger because that's the mallet finger figure. Mm. And it's the one that I injured last year. And actually this year I had another injury. I've had 3 significant injuries on this finger in the last 3 years.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say my thumb. My thumb brought me a lot of pleasure as a child.
Left
and I'm
thumb
gonna
or your
say
right thumb?
My right thumb. I'm a righty. But I'm going to go ahead and say that my thumb is my favorite finger for all the soothing that it brought me as a child.
Okay. Are
Would
we talking
like
about the process?
Anything. What? Well, okay. So
Okay. So I was with a couple yesterday for the first time. I was with a bunch of couples. I'm so busy. My practice is so busy. I'm a little burned out, but
I thought you said you were getting fired by people.
And new people are coming in.
It's a turnover. I love new clients. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's like New Year every day.
Secretly, I like it when some people quit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although it's not a secret anymore. Mm-mm.
You know, Zach and I are huge fans of getting support, especially during abnormally stressful times like these. This is why we have partnered with BetterHelp to put you in contact with licensed professional counselors in your area. Tap into the world's largest network of licensed, accredited, and experienced counselors who can help you with a range of issues, including depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, grief, and more. With BetterHelp's counselors, you get the same professionalism and quality that you would expect from an in-office counselor. counselor, but with the ability to communicate when and how you want. The matching process is quick but thorough, and you have the ability to communicate with your therapist how you like it, whether it be messaging, over the phone, or video conferencing. I know that in-person therapy sessions aren't feasible right now, and a lot of therapists are booked out, but don't let that stop you from getting the support that you need. The cost is less than half of what Zach and I charge, which is kind of unheard of. And when you register with BetterHelp, you're supporting Marriage Therapy Radio. Go to trybetterhelp.com/MTR to register. Try, T-R-Y, better, B-E-T-T-E-R, help, HELP.com/MTR to register with BetterHelp.
I was with this couple yesterday, first time, and something occurred to me. And this would be interesting. I think if we were prepared, this might be interesting because it could also be a section in my book that I'm trying to get somebody to pay me to write.
Mm-hmm. Ergo, the Wikipedia and the social media.
Ergo, the blue check. So again, if you're a social media person and you're interested in helping us get a blue check, I would really appreciate it.
Go on.
Okay, no, but it occurred to me that the couple I was talking to yesterday was a type of couple.
Uh-huh.
Like I was like, you strike me as a certain type of couple. And they're like, what type of couple are we? And I had to make it up on the spot because I'm realizing there definitely are these, right? There definitely are people who come in. Some of it's on fire for them. Some of it is, you know, they have a long, steady, history of not being friends, to your point. Mm-hmm. This couple was like good people, smart people, kind of trying to do life. They had three teenagers, had affection for one another, but just were overwhelmed by the day-to-day sort of system they were in. Like they just couldn't optimize it. And I realized that one thing I do think I do well is I kind of listen and I go, oh, I could drop into, say, what did you call it? You didn't call it an agenda, but you have
it's a process.
Yeah. You have a process. Well, I could, but you called it something else a couple minutes ago. You tell clients, I have a framework or whatever, mm-hmm. and you can interrupt it if you want, or I have a game plan, maybe is what you said. Mm-hmm. I realized that like, I probably have four or five game plans, but you have to figure out which one works for this couple. In this case, I said, I'm going to sell you something. And interestingly, I don't know if we did this on the podcast or not. Interestingly, I started talking about Orange Theory.
Okay.
Because a handful of years ago, Rebecca and I joined Orange Theory and, I realized
I love it when people say Orange Theory.
Well, you call it something weird. You call it like Orange Theory.
It's orange. Orange.
I know, but say it. Say
orange.
It
right orange.
No, say orange. The whole thing.
Orange Theory.
Yeah, you call it Orange Theory.
Orange Theory.
No, it's Orange Theory.
Orange Theory. All right, go on. Man, thanks for hanging out with us, listeners. We're going to get to the point.
No, but here was the thing about that, right? A few years ago, we both were into it. Like we went every day and people would say, You look fit. You're looking fit. Like what's going mm-hmm. on? We go, oh, we've joined this thing called Orange Theory. Or now I can't even say it right.
Yeah, no, that was right.
And they're like, what is that? I'm like, oh, well, they have the stations and it's hour long and you schedule and there's mm-hmm. a heart rate monitor and mm-hmm. you can compete and all this stuff. Right. I kind of became mm-hmm. this like little mini evangelist. And I realized that that's kind of what has to happen for certain types of couples. If couples therapy is going to be meaningful for them. So
how so? What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, I was like, you know, and I'll always ask couples early on, I say, if this works, if we do this and it works and you feel good mm-hmm. about your time and money investment, like what has happened? Like, what is the thing?
Right.
Sometimes they have a hard time finding the answer, but I'm like, think about it this way. You're at, you know, Christmas party and some friends you haven't seen in a while, they say, you guys seem like you're doing really great. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And they go, well, we did therapy. You did? What did you mean? What did you do? And mm-hmm. then they need to have an answer. Right. And I think this couple, I thought their answer should be something like this, which is, well, you know, things weren't actually all that bad. We were kind of clicking along. The kids were a pain in the butt because, you know, COVID. And then there was the, you know, they're mm-hmm. teenagers and that's always hard because, you know, TikTok. And then this kid is trying to graduate from high school and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But we found this therapist and he just kind of slotted us into this system. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of system? Well, in our case, my case, like I can easily go to the Gottman method and go, oh, well, it was really about we had this thing with the friendship and then there was like, we really focused on kind of conflict management. And then the third part mm-hmm. is, you know, setting goals. And we never really done that. I mean, we've kind of always done that, but never like with intention, but this guy, he like even helped us with our heart rate. And we talked about like certain couples are going to respond to that. Unlike some who maybe come in and it's on fire And what they really just need is to like put the fire out. So, you know, to your point about the framework, I think that there's a framework that can really be helpful, but what couples, what the process really requires is also a mindset. It's a mindset of, I'm going to tell this story at a Christmas party in six months or so.
That reminds me a little bit about discernment counseling, in that my understanding of discernment counseling. So just to kind of like separate couples therapy from discernment counseling is, you have couples come in.
We should do a whole thing, right?
A whole episode, right? But I'm just going to give like a snippet.
Already?
Yeah. Yeah, we did it. It was great. So cool.
Fresh content.
Yeah. So we should actually put this on the website. So the book is Helping Couples on the Brink of Divorce. This is not a book for listeners unless you are a clinical therapist and you're working with couples.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. So discernment counseling is really great in the sense that
for the helper.
It's for the helper, is that it's helping the couple to come up with their story. It's looking at the end result of like, hey, if you decide that you're going to go down path one and you're going to, you know, let's just say divorce, or if you decide you're going to go down path two, which is stay together, nothing changes. And maybe path three is we're going to do couples therapy with Laura and we're going to transform our relationship and make it what we really want it to be. You have to have a story in the end, which is, if people come up to you and they say, hey, so like, why did you guys divorce? The story is, well, let me tell you my side of how I contributed to the relationship. And it's sort of like the coming up with the understanding of, if I'm divorcing, this is my narrative. This is my story. Here's what happened. I got really, really focused on my career path. I neglected to nurture myself and self-care. So I showed up as kind of a crummy, grouchy person. I, you know, put my relationship on autopilot. My focus was on my career. I didn't really pay much attention to my kids until they were a little bit older. And, you know, the relationship really kind of started to dissolve. And I just found that it was easier to disengage than to actually engage and put the work into it. So that might be the story that you walk away with. And you're like, I understand why I divorced, and I understand my narrative and the whole idea. My hope is that as a couples therapist, that when people work with me, let's say for 6 months to a year, and then they go back to couples therapy 6 years later, because couples therapy is kind of an evolution. It's not like a one and done. It's like tune-ups, right? Are really helpful for couples as you change and evolve and things happen. But maybe they've moved, they can't see Laura Heck, and they're sitting on Zach's couch, and Zach says, so tell me about your previous experience with therapy. I want that story, like what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, we worked with Laura. Here are the things that we worked on. Here's what we've learned, the tools that we've gained. So why are you back in my office? Well, our lifestyle has changed. We have new stressors, and we've kind of dropped some of the skills along the way. And that's pretty typical. People, you know, they come in and they're really hyper-focused, sort of like what you give your attention to and focus on. It's going to be doing well, but as time moves on, you get further and further away from therapy and you stop going, and those skills kind of drop off. But my hope is that people remember, at one time, we were really good at repairing. At one time, we were really good about prioritizing date night.
I love asking the question about previous therapy, in part because I want to know why they think this is going to work when that one didn't.
Right.
I'm like, well, why do you think therapy is going to work? And I'm pretty much like, I what I think. I don't think therapy works. I think couples work.
Right.
And I want to almost dare them to do the work. And that's where I think like knowing what the process is important to understanding how to trust that process. And so it's really interesting to think about the different stories. The one thing I do like about just sort of what you offered around this divorce narrative is how much that story was about the person who was telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was telling her story, not his story.
Exactly.
Reported why the marriage didn't quite work out.
Isn't that a red flag for you? I mean, when let's say you're on a date and you're like, man, so gosh, you were married for, you know, 16 years. So what happened there? And, you know, the person's, if Logan was here, it'd be interesting to hear her perspective. Logan's now going to be the third member, and we're just going to mention her name every episode because we have such a lady crush. But the person that launches into, well, you know what, for 16 years, my wife was absolutely, you know, batshit crazy. She was just so moody and blah, 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 blah. And they just go on and on and on about the partner, and they don't mention anything about how they contributed to the relationship. That would be a huge red flag if I was trying to date this person and figure out, is this someone that I want to spend more time with? If asking what happened to that relationship that you were, you know, 100% contributor to, and the story is only about the other person.
Yeah. That happens in my office, right? I'll say, hey, what's going on? And I'll hear about how bad the person sitting right there on the couch is. Mm-hmm. And I'll just go, okay, cool. Cool. Can you tell me about your part?
Yeah.
All right, I'll make that mental note but can you talk to me a little bit about what you, and sometimes the way I'll phrase that is I go, okay, fine. If the relationship changes though, for the better, and it only changes because of you, like mm-hmm. just because of you, like what is it that you can do? Like, talk to me about that a little bit. And then they're like, cause I want to disabuse couples pretty fast that if we fix the partner, we fix the relationship.
Yeah. Absolutely. That is definitely, you know, what would be really interesting is coming up with a bunch of like myths. I couldn't believe it yesterday. A great client that I work with, they're sort of recounting what they're getting into. And he said, Laura, I'm so sorry, but we went to bed angry. And I was like, thank the Lord you went to bed. That, by the way, I was like, I can't believe that I haven't mentioned that is one of the worst myths out there, that you shouldn't go to bed angry or let the, you know, sun set on your pain or whatever that phrase is, but go to bed okay. In separate beds.
Okay.
So I don't care. Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. This is a secret. Nobody can know this, but you.
All right. I'm the only one here. Mm-mm, they're not here. Just you and me and Logan.
That's almost exactly what my book is about. All the myths.
Is
and
it?
Don't go to bed angry is one of the chapters. Yeah.
How come you've never asked me to co-write a book with you?
Because you're not a very good writer.
That is very true. And I also just don't care enough to do the work.
If we had a blue check and mm-hmm. that was important, then... then I might put your name on the cover just to get more sales. But
right. If you could write the book and just say by Zach Brittle and Laura Heck, I will give you $5. I'll paint your toenails.
I think that's actually a doable. I think we can actually do that pretty easily.
That would be neat.
I haven't thought about that too. But
I'm actually not a horrible writer. I just don't care to write.
Yeah.
Is there any more juice to squeeze out of this fruitless lemon, this juiceless lemon that we've been trying to squeeze today?
You said something a little bit earlier that made me think about another couple that was sitting in my office just the other day. And I wanted to tell you this thing I said about to them, and it was a different process. I'm going to say process.
I'm going to say aluminium. I love that one.
So no, but what are we talking about? We're talking about, for couples who are interested in therapy and who want to see their relationship improve, they have to take some creative control of their narrative. And I think that means, mm-hmm. I'm trying to summarize in case anybody mm-hmm. checked out and now they're like, okay, they're about to be done. And maybe they can tell me what they just said. They have to take some creative control of their narrative, which means they need to A, tell their own story.
Yes.
And B, when they tell a story, when they think about the story that they want to tell, actually talk about what the story they want to tell. They're at a cocktail party. They're standing there at Christmas and somebody says, hey, what's going on with you guys? How are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then they say, we're really great.
Mm-hmm.
What? You're really great. That's the first time I've heard anybody say that in a year.
Right.
Why are you great? And then what's the story? Mm-hmm. Right. Cause I think that can direct the process for couples, and it is different. I do think we as therapists have to be light on our feet and agile about that. And mm-hmm. there are certainly tips and tricks and tactics that help facilitate that. But there really has to be kind of a mindset that you take on to make sure that the work works.
Mm-hmm. You have this question, which is, you know, in 20 years, when your child is sitting on my therapy couch and I say, hey, tell me about your childhood. Like, what were your parents? What was their relationship like? What's the story that you want your child to recount? And I hear it all the time.
Well, they're going to things. It is going to happen.
It is absolutely going to happen.
So and now, knowing that they're going to say something,
mm-hmm. What do you want? You have the ability to create your narrative. I remember what I wanted to tell you about. Can I just mention this?
Yes.
Phew. That's how my son says phew. He puts a PH at the end. Phew.
Yeah, that's how it's spelled. P-H-E-W-F. Phew.
No. Is it really?
No.
All right.
See?
Yeah. Okay. So I think I've been telling you that I have been really trying to, I changed my mindset. I might've mentioned this a while ago, how things shifted for me the other day where I've been getting kind of grumpy about my husband doing all this golfing and taking time, you know, to himself and all of this. And it finally dawned on me that we are partners in this journey together. And my hope is that we live the best life that we possibly can. And in order to do that, I have to really support my husband living every single day to its fullest. And I have issues with that because I have these feelings like I should be working. I can't sit down. I have things to accomplish. I can't experience joy. I'm a mom. And there's all these stories that I tell myself. And what's happening is that it's starting to get in the way of the way that I feel toward my husband when he doesn't play into my narrative. So are you catching on, following here?
Yeah.
So every single day he wakes up and he's like, man, I have 45 minutes between calls. How can I get out on the golf course, swing the club a little bit and make it back for my phone call? And my thought process is I have 45 minutes between clients. How can I do the laundry? Do, you know, like pick up the dog poop, run to the grocery store, all of these things. So I find that I get really, resentful of my husband's ability to play and to be stress-free. I'm trying to shift and understand that in order for my husband, like my goal for him is that when he lays down at the end of the day, he said, damn, that was amazing. That was the best freaking day. And my wife did everything she could to help me have the best day I possibly could. And so that's been my mindset. I don't know who that might apply to. If you resonate at all with like my mindset of feeling resentful of your partner being carefree, playing, whatever it might be, but it's something I'm really focusing on personally of trying to get out of my own way and not reinforcing my own narrative onto my husband, because I think ultimately I want to support his dreams. And that's been kind of where I'm at. I say this because he's on a 5-day golf tournament right now. And he was gone from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. last night.
Yeah.
It's five days long. Just saying.
Right on.
Good for him. Really happy. Really happy for him.
And good for you for reinforcing that story for yourself. It's going to sustain you over the next 5 days. I'm confident.
I'm going to have a good time. I'm actually taking Holden to go camping with, you know, like 30 of his closest friends. So yeah.
I'm taking the weekend off. I'm just going to somebody else's house and staying there for the weekend by myself.
Our mutual friend?
No.
Okay. No.
He's sailing. Couple things. Yes. Please do contact me if you want to help me get a blue check. I'm actually quite serious about that. Two, I think
it's
upcoming.
info@marriagetherapyradio.com in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. Number two is we want to hear about episodes that you're interested in hearing us talk about. Sometimes we make it up like today. Sometimes we have strong agenda or good interviews. If you have good interviews, let us know, especially if they're blue check people, because I live down addicted to blue check people, especially if they're my Peloton instructor. I'm still hyper about that. But seriously, we need to talk about discernment counseling. I think that's a thing we ought to spend time doing. And then I want to talk about future casting. I have this, this idea around future casting that I think is helpful. And that's really kind of the third piece of this sort of Gottman framework, right? About setting goals and pursuing dreams, making life dreams come true. I want to talk about that. But again, if you have topics, Laura or dear listener, do let us know, because we are interested in talking about what you want to hear about. And
can you start the episode off with a dad joke? I want you to, I don't want to put you on the spot right now, but I would love, in the intro, because what you do, we talk and then you record the intro and I record the outro. And here's what I want us to do. Both of us are going to have a dad joke.
When do you record the outro?
What?
When do you record the outro? Like
right now, usually.
Really? Usually?
Stop it. Don't tease me. Just because I was late getting the outro to our producer this week doesn't mean that's always the case. I'm, you know, usually pretty good. Hey, let's land this plane.
You're single parenting right now. I get it. It's hard.
Yeah, it's true. Life is hard. All right, let's land it. Adios. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. I'm kind of privately giggling to myself because I am scouring the internet for really good dad jokes, and I came across one that I think you all will enjoy and understand why I chose this one. So why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? In case they get a hole in one. Da-da-ching! My husband is still trying to get that hole in one. He was so close the other day on a par three. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for all of your time and attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.